This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Deliver Us from Evil. Dear friends, knowing the divine nature of Jesus, I've always felt that Christ was just toying with Satan before he told him to get lost. You see, up against Jesus, Satan never had a chance. Yes, he gave it his best shot, bribery, flattery, trickery, and he came up empty. In reading this week's gospel, we may be tempted to see Satan as just a pushover, and that would suit him just fine. In our gospel, Jesus is just beginning his public life. He's still more or less an unknown quantity, but Satan knows Jesus well enough to send in the first team and to take him on head to head. He's got very different plans for us. Rather than direct confrontation, Satan lays a lifelong siege to souls, undermining, eroding, chipping away. His plan is to make evil merely banal, commonplace, the norm. He's the master of the slippery slope, turning petty prejudices into hatred, and hatred well into Holocaust. His favorite ploy is as old as Adam and Eve. Pride is the undoing of countless souls. You see, once we believe that we're the arbiter of good and evil, well, the game is lost. What feeds our appetites becomes good. What denies them, well, that becomes bad. Lately, this convolution of values has been accompanied by a fig leaf of self-justification. Think about it. How many times have you heard people say, well, I'm a spiritual person, but I just can't buy into religion. Like a sheep who strays from the protection of the shepherd, that soul flirts with destruction. The first frisky steps of what is disguised as freedom leads right to the jaws of the predator. And once pride takes over, all the rest is easy. You see, truth gets to be what you want it to be. Moving a decimal point on a tax return, that's really no big deal. A little office flirtation never hurt anybody. Everybody does it. You'd be dumb not to. There's no harm. In other words, if you don't get caught. Pretty soon, Satan doesn't have to bother with temptation. You're out looking for it and finding it, well, everywhere. So, my friends, what do we learn from this gospel? First, take Satan seriously, whether you call him the devil, Beelzebub, or just evil. Whether you envision some cartoon character with horns and a tail, or simply a corrupting ethereal force, Satan lives, and we're in his sights. Know, too, that while we strive to be like Jesus, we're not Jesus. We're not equipped to debate with the devil. He's smarter than we are, and he's been in it a very long time. C.S. Lewis warns us, like a good chess player, he's always trying to maneuver you into a position where you can only save your castle by losing your bishop. Temptation doesn't call by appointment. It doesn't announce its arrival. It has no respect for your schedule or priorities other than to leverage them against you. A smooth-talking Satan tempted a famished Jesus fresh from 40 days of fasting in the desert. That's the way he wants to come at us, not physically famished, but spiritually famished. He wants to fill a void of values with tasty, self-serving treats that rot rather than nurture. So what to do? This Lent, instead of giving up something. Get serenity. Find it in the peace of Christ. Don't wait for it. Go for it. Like Jesus, actively fill your life with goodness. Reconnect with Scripture. Jumpstart your prayer life. Take time to be kind. Patch up that quarrel. Seek out the least lovable person in your life. And, well, love them. Forgive and ask forgiveness. Leave no room for evil. Then give the earliest sign of temptation to God. He knows how to handle it. He'll bless you for it. Like Jesus, be humble but resolute in the face of evil. Run and hide in the Lord. Make your life an active, ongoing conversation with God. Be assured that evil will come many times and in many guises. And when it does, make sure you're not fumbling to find God's number in some forgotten address book. My friends, stay close to him and he'll be right there with you, always ready to deliver us from evil. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.